This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington today, the first such visit in 20 years. There was the greeting on the lawn of the White House, a joint press conference with President Obama, and a pledge by the two countries to collaborate on cutting emissions, not just CO2, but also the potent greenhouse gas methane, basically natural gas. It's a pretty big change by what you could argue were just a couple of years ago two of the biggest laggards in the world on climate change. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
By one estimate, 25% of today's warming doesn't come from carbon dioxide. It comes from methane. Methane doesn't live in the atmosphere as long, but in the short term, it's 80 times worse. Methane leaks out during oil and gas drilling and storage and transport. How much? Well, Mark Brownstein at the Environmental Defense Fund has done studies with industry, including one in North Texas.
Measured emissions were 90% higher than what was otherwise reported in the official inventory. This is a problem much bigger than either government or industry has been thinking.
Many companies are addressing this, including Norway's Statoil. Last month, the company's Nate Teddy told an industry conference at IHS CERAWeek that they watch methane leaks because they're dangerous and they're costly.
Our number one priority is keeping our workers safe, but we also look at this as a cost issue. We can apply cost-effective solutions.
But there are thousands of drillers, and a couple bad leakers can really add up. So the EPA will now draft regulations, and industry has already complained. What's really at stake here? Well, in part, the promise of natural gas. It is a fossil fuel, but it's also cleaner than coal. That is, if gas drillers can control their methane leaks. Rob Jackson is an environmental scientist at Stanford.
Natural gas can be an important lever to take dirty coal plants offline. The benefits for that include greenhouse gases and pollutants that kill people.
The U.S. and Canada aim to cut their methane leaks by 40% in a decade. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.